Climate change and food security will be the topic at this month's Great Decisions meeting. Joining us in the studio this morning are Eric and Virginia Reiner, who will lead Thursday's discussion. Welcome to you both.
Good to be here, Mark.
Tell us about the Great Decisions discussion series.
Okay, Great Decisions discussion series is a program of the Foreign Policy Association. It's nationwide. It's sponsored in Minnesota by the Minnesota International Center. And Randy Cheswick is the coordinator here in Grand Marais. It's notable that Minnesota has the biggest number of groups discussing foreign policy issues. So it's a good way to get involved and learn a little bit more about what's happening in our world.
And this is not a new thing in Cook County. This has been going on for quite a few years.
It has. I attended my first Great Decision meeting in 2005. And between us now, Eric and I, this will be our ninth presentation to the group.
The two of you are leading this month's discussion. Describe that leadership role.
The leadership role basically reads the information in the book that we have distributed. There's a book which gives the eight topics that we discussed during the year, and we select one of these. And then we also read a lot more background information than the rest of the group would be reading, and then lead the presentation of the information that we've found to the group. And then at the end of that presentation, which lasts generally about an hour, there's a discussion by the group of that topic. And the booklet also provides an outline of discussion topics that we can use to discuss these issues.
Yeah, you're not just thrown into the discussion without any prep. The Foreign Policy Association does give a good briefing book. They have good references in the book that you can follow up, and they have a website you can also go to get more information.
Yeah, a blog that they continually put updated information about that topic that comes up around through the year.
So our leaders are actually kind of experts before you start the discussion.
Yes and no. I think one of the great things about the group here is we have such a wealth of expertise in Cook County. And we have had wonderful leaders who have had some experience either in the issue or have been to the countries involved or some other reason that they have a little extra something to bring to the topic.
Now, how do people prepare for the discussion?
Well, I think everybody does it differently. For us, we both have backgrounds in the sciences, and I know my background is in water quality and quantity and toxic pollution and environmental health. So I have a background in environmental risks and environmental communication. And Eric?
Yeah, I worked for 3M Company in the environmental science area, and one of the issues that I followed was climate change for 3M, and had an opportunity to work with what was then called the Global Climate Coalition, and which was actually a group that was thinking that climate change was being overblown. And through the Chemical Manufacturers Association, I represented them on their Science and Technology Advisory Committee. And it was really a lot of fun because I had a chance to meet some of the leading scientists working in this area, and we brought them in to make presentations to the group so that we could give good advice to the Global Climate Coalition. And I think over time, the Global Climate Coalition sort of faded out, maybe to a large extent because of the advice we gave.
Oh. So for people that are going to be participating, they'll be working off like a reading list to get ready for the program?
The book, we keep talking about the briefing book. It's a book put out by the Foreign Policy Association. There are two copies in the Grand Marais Library. And the topics each have about, maybe six pages of info, which gives you a good background. So you'll have some background coming in.
So the materials are available at the library?
Yes.
Tell us more about the actual topic then, food and climate. What can we be thinking about ahead of time?
Well, I think the most pithy comment I've heard and read about food and climate comes from the president of the World Bank, President Kim. And the World Bank's just completed a study of that last year. He said that the currency of climate change is carbon, but its teeth is water. And it's water where people will begin feeling the bite of climate change, and there'll be gnashing of teeth over water supplies. And since we sit here on 10% of the world's fresh water, I think that has some interesting things for us to think about, too.
Yeah. Food security is the not only the ability to produce food, but the availability of food to people. And climate change is going to have some very significant impacts on that. As weather gets warmer, crops don't grow as well, and the availability of water decreases. And in some areas of the country, particularly the poorer regions of the world, and particularly regions which are now borderline because of their dryness, like the sub-Saharan region in Africa, it's very likely that if climate change goes too far, that these areas will not be able to produce the food, and there will be a need for mass migrations. There's lots of areas where this could happen, from ocean rising and things of that sort. And this can lead also to security, U.S. security, and every other country's security, because when people don't have food, people have to move, conflicts develop, and that can lead to risk to the country as a whole.
So in any discussion like this, you always hope that part of the discussion will lead to some practical things for people to think about to help mm-hmm. with this process.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things we're going to bring up that we've just read 2 weeks ago, the International Panel on Climate Change put out a report on food insecurity. And then just this Sunday, they released mitigation, what we can do to help with mitigation. And we'll talk about, most of these things are familiar to people, and they certainly help conserve energy. That's a big thing. Please get involved in, doing some more alternative technologies that can be applied widespread. And we'll talk about some of those as we get a chance. The full report's released Tuesday, and we'll talk about those.
We've been speaking with Eric and Virginia Reiner, who will be hosting this month's Great Decisions meeting at the Cook County Community Center on Thursday. Can you tell us a little bit more about the exact time for the event?
It's at noon at the Community Center. Bring a lunch if you like. Yeah, we're going to give you plenty to chew on, though.
And the Community Center is at 317 West 5th Street in Grand Marais. Anything else you'd like to add?
It's just a really big issue, and more awareness we can get of people, the better it's going to be for us all.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for talking with us.